Did you know that November is National Novel Writing Month? Have you started on your novel yet? Well, our next guest is here to encourage us to capture the writer within.
We have WPR's own Elizabeth Deliquis here in the studio. She is a, among other things, writer based here in Madison. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So first, what is National Novel Writing Month?
Well, National Novel Writing Month, it's a nonprofit organization based out in Berkeley, California. It's been a nonprofit since 2006, and since 1999, the organization has hosted an online event called National Novel Writing Month, as you just said. And what it involves is you sign up, and then from November 1st to November 30th, you have to write a minimum 50,000 words of fiction in those 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 50,000 words in 30 days, that's a mighty task. And I have to ask you, why a novel? Why not National Short Story Month? I mean, because a novel is a pretty ambitious undertaking.
A novel is a pretty ambitious undertaking, and I think people tend to take novels a lot more seriously than novellas, for example, or works of short fiction. A novel is kind of, if you say, you know, you've written a novel, that's, you know, it's a lot of pretty high accolades.
And now you did this.
I did this. I actually did this in July. I should mention that.
That's cheating.
It's not
cheating. It's not November.
It's not cheating because National Novel Writing Month has something called Camp NaNoWriMo.
Ah.
And they hold it, I think this year they did it once in April and they did it in July. And it's kind of, it's structured as a more laid-back version of NaNoWriMo. And one of the features of Camp NaNoWriMo is that you're able to set your own word limit. So I set my word limit at 50,000 words because I wanted to have the same challenge of the official main event, what have you, in a month other than November.
So how do you get started? Because, you know, I know that there are a lot of people out there who have thought to themselves, I would like to write a book. I would like to write a novel. I don't even want to write the great American novel. I just want to write a novel. But that's kind of where it starts and where it stops for a lot of people. So how do you get started? How do you take that step?
Well, I had some ideas rattling around in my head for a few months leading up to it. Eventually, the main goal of National Novel Writing Month is to just get your content out. It doesn't matter how good it is. It doesn't have to be organized at all. The main point of NaNoWriMo is to just start writing. So if you come up with some ideas, if you have a basic plot or a basic storyline in your head, you just start writing and let it go. Don't edit while you're working, just write.
And is that what you did?
That's what I did. Yep. And my story went all over the place. I had, well, the premise is it's a science fiction novel and it's about deep space exploration. So I have these two characters who are traveling in this little shuttle and, I had kind of a specific ideas about how I would structure the story, ways I might play with adjectives, ways that I might find ways to cheat and create a ton of content really quickly. And I ended up with a lot of kind of sub stories, and I would go off on a long, like 30-page tangent where I explored some other character's story. So it really went all over the place, but I made 50,000 words.
You said it's not important to worry about whether you're doing a good novel as you write it. Do you think you did a good novel as you wrote it?
No, I do not. Not even ashamed to say it. And I was reading through it and trying to find possible excerpts to read in case we did that. And I was going through it and thinking, oh, I got to change that word. And, oh, I completely misspelled that. And, oh, why did I even write that?
Go ahead.
It's weird because we've got it scheduled for chapter a day next week.
So you got to get started.
Aubrey, who's one of our engineers here at WPR, he suggested that I have Norman Gilliland
do a reading
of my novel. Which would have been really, really funny, but we didn't get to that.
Well, did you find a little sample you can
give
us?
Yeah, let me scroll down here real quick.
Pick one of the less racy ones if that's an issue.
Okay. As they approached the first planet's atmosphere, Ellis could tell that the atmosphere was very dense, almost like a thick web of silk instead of air. The web-like atmosphere was whitish in color, making Ellis wonder how blue the planet would actually be once they got through the whitish web. The Mandeville entered the atmosphere, and Ellis and Scylla began a slow, bumpy flight through what Ellis really realized really did seem like chunks of silk instead of air. Bits and pieces of the stuff broke off and flew past them, long white strands that Ellis longed to touch. The shuttle arms on the outside of the ship could pick up samples and bring them back to the Atlas 3000. Ellis gunned the shuttle, forcing it through the dense, white strands. She felt Scylla tug her sleeve. "What is it, Scylla?" Ellis froze when she saw his expression. Scylla, who had been taking notes rapidly, had stopped and looked at Ellis with a face as white as a sheet. "Ellis, it's organic."
So, as you read it, it sounds like fun. But are you, you mentioned you were tempted to want to change things. What, are there things you would have changed just now reading through it?
Not necessarily. Mostly what I got out of writing this novel was that I have a lot more ideas. The more I wrote, the more ideas I came up with. And honestly, if I was going to do this again, if I was going to edit it in any way, the first thing I would probably do is go through and highlight all the different storylines that I came up with and just copy and paste them into different Word documents and then write a bunch of novellas.
It also sounds like December could be National Novel Editing Month.
I think so. And I think that's what a lot of people do.
I was going to say, yeah, what's the next step with if you were to take this and run with it and not break it into separate stories, what do people usually do after their month is up?
I know a number of people who have edited it. Some people take the time during National Novel Writing Month to edit a manuscript rather than writing a new piece. I think that's also pretty common during Camp NaNoWriMo. I know you're probably familiar with Water for Elephants. I think a lot of listeners, it's a pretty well-known book. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for, I believe, 12 weeks.
Oh, Water for Elephants.
Water for Elephants. Yeah, they just made a movie. That was originally a NaNoWriMo work. The author, Sarah Gruen, began it in 2006, I believe. Yeah. And then I have a friend of mine who recently published a book called Half on a small... publishing firm called ENC Press, and that was a 2009 work that he did. So some people do go on to publish their work.
And I wanted to ask about that, and you've already answered the part of the question I had about whether anybody's become successful as part of this. But throughout the month, do you have the ability to look at the website and see what other people are submitting? How do you, you know, as somebody who might be participating, can you see what other people are up to?
You can't see what other people are up to in that you can't see what they're writing, but there are numerous web forums where people can talk about what they're doing, give each other little pep talks. And then you can also, on your own account, when you sign up, there's a little graph that tracks your progress. Mm-hmm. So it'll help you plan out what you're doing. I think you need to average about 1,600 words a day to make a 50,000 word goal. So when I was doing it, there would be a few days where I wouldn't write at all. And then I'd look at the graph and I'd think, okay, I'm not on par. I need to be at 15,000 words today to make my goal for the day if I'm going to do this novel.
And, you know, every writer writes differently. You know, I mean, Mark Twain used to write in bed, right? And he wrote with a pencil. And you found yourself writing and you take a day off here or there. How do you, once you get started, how do you work on getting that discipline? Because if I would take a day off, I'm not coming back, right? I'm done. So how do you get that discipline to finish what you've started? Because it seems to me that's the hardest thing about all this.
Well, for me, lowering my expectations was the big thing. I had to keep reminding myself, okay, this doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be organized. Just keep coming up with ideas. Keep working on a story. Keep writing. For a little while, I was writing in my journal. I would try to keep track of all the plot points. Mm-hmm. But eventually I stopped because it was too much work. You know, I would try to come up with, try to work on a character arc or a plot feature that I may have mentioned, you know, 20 pages back, and I couldn't remember it, and I didn't want to scroll through pages and pages and pages on my computer, so I would just go, okay, I'm gonna guess, and
I'll let the readers think they missed something.
Yeah, I'll let them think, yeah.
Well, now, assuming that not everyone who does National Novel Writing Month is going to be published and be successful, and maybe doesn't even want to be, what do you get out of it? Why do this?
Well, I did this because I majored in English at the UW, and I had done short stories as a kid. I had done slam poetry. I'd done academic essays. I'd done, you know, grants and other dry things. And I kind of figured, well, you know, I like writing, and I want to expand what I've done and give myself a challenge. So I'm going to write a novel.
And do you feel a sense of achievement when you hit the end of the month? You'd hit the word count. You'd ended theoretically the story.
I felt really good, and I was actually planning on getting it going to Kinko's or something and having it printed up, and I didn't get around to it. But now I can tell people that I've written a novel.
I was going to say, do you bring it up in casual conversation?
Like, oh yeah, I wrote a novel, no big.
But seriously, in this age of self-publishing, you know, publishing is easier than ever, but that act of writing the novel is still just as difficult as it ever was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a time commitment, and you really have to focus and kind of let yourself go. It's a lot of it is just about, you know, not editing yourself, just letting yourself be creative and seeing what comes out.
So if someone's out there listening right now and thinks, you know, maybe I could do this, but they're on the fence, what would you say to encourage them to go on the website and give it a shot?
Let's see. I would say think of an idea, even if it's just a small idea, like one character or one possible simple plot, and just go with it. Just start writing, and if it ends up evolving, follow that evolution. Let yourself be creative. Don't worry about following a linear plot structure or anything like that. Just...
So you've got a radio talk show host, and then he's on a spaceship, and
right.
Then it snows.
And he's awesome.
Right. There we go. We're halfway home.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Here's right. Your novel. First draft.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me on.
It's been great. That was WPR's own Elizabeth Delaquist. She is a writer based here in Madison, and you'll hear her on the air here, of course, at WPR every so often. And if you're going to give novel writing a try this month, tell us about your novel writing effort on the Central Time Facebook page.